He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, it's been a long time coming, and I really wanted to get James Corbett of the Corbett Report on from Japan. And he's been over there since 2004, living and working there. So he has an international perspective. And since 2007, he has been producing great little 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute video news reports that I just find to be very well researched. And covering the carbon taxes, eugenics, geopolitical developments. And I wanted to get James Corbett up with us from Japan. CorbettReport.com is his website. He's got a forthcoming book, Reportage, Essays on the New World Order. And so that should be available very, very soon. It says in early 2011, so maybe it's available now. But James, it's crazy times to have you on. So much of what people have been talking about for 50 years with the development of the world government, mainly insiders who were in the military at high level with in Congress that came out and warned people when they were briefed on this 50-year plan that we're now coming to the end of this phase and the next 50-year extermination program. Hope folks enjoy that if they don't listen. There's so much to talk about. I didn't do any pre-interview with you. It's good to have you here. What do you think's most important going on in the world right now? What's on your radar screen?
Well, it's difficult to say because, as you say, these are insanely crazy times and there's so much going on right now. But obviously what's happening in the Middle East and everything that Lindsay Williams was just covering is absolutely vital, central to what's going on. And the ongoing economic collapse is something that I'm always concerned with. But I guess other than that, the overlay of the eugenics scientific control grid is something that I tend to concentrate on because that's really the heart of what drives the New World Order and the eugenics obsession. Best elite. So again, there's so much going on, but I think something that's important to stress is that you're so right that people have been warning about this for 50 years, but we in our generation are so incredibly fortunate to be living in this age where we literally have the Library of Alexandria at our fingertips with this new internet technology that has opened up this world of information and has made us probably the most energized and the most the greatest potential of any generation ever to really nail the wooden stake through the heart of this new world order. So that's what I'm attempting to do with my work, and I know you are with yours, and I'm just not taking it for granted, this incredible opportunity we have right now.
Well, James, you know the double-edged, double-meaning Chinese saying of may you live in interesting times. Is the glass half empty or half full? The point is, human destiny for our entire future is now being decided. Revolutions in robotics, genetic engineering, weapon systems, transportation, information. It's kind of like starving children many times in third world countries are loving, they're thankful, they're well-behaved. But then spoiled children that have all the food they can eat in the world don't want healthy food. They want junk and become spoiled brats. So there are some people waking up and getting involved and using all this information to spread knowledge in a new renaissance, a new awakening, enlightenment. But at the same time, you've got people who are awakening and becoming better, but others falling to the brainwashing, the sodium fluoride, the TV flicker screens, the system, and the globalists are turning up their heat with their full-on assault of the environment of humanity to literally weaken us. And we have all their white papers that you've so well documented in some of your short films that really illustrate that. Let's talk about the onslaught of the globalists against the people. So they, from your own research, what you think is most important on that front?
Well, unfortunately, you're right. There aren't enough people yet that are really energized and tuned into this real political reality. But there are more waking up every day, as you well know, and as I see on my work as well. I mean, I see so many more people who are now at this point, especially as things increase and as the temperature rises, people are more and more interested in getting into this information. So that's why it's important that we're out there spreading this information right now. But I think, unfortunately, the vast majority of the public has been intellectually crippled by the fact that the media has been completely and utterly controlled for decades now, at least, by the big foundations, for example. I mean, you have a report up on InfoWars today about the Gates Foundation and how they've been influencing media coverage of the Gates Foundation. Surprise, surprise. And of course, we saw that going back with the Rockefellers and all of that before that. And then the education system itself has as many of your guests have talked about before, obviously has been used to dumb people down. So, I mean, in a sense, the public has been intellectually crippled by their lack of information about what the real political paradigm is and who the real political players are. And sometimes, I mean, the tendency is for some people to blame the public for being intellectually crippled, but I don't think that's particularly helpful. I mean, we just have to do our best to try to overcome that. And now that we have this internet technology, we really do have the chance at waking more people up to this. So it's kind of a race, I think. And
yes.
It's just a question of whether we're running fast enough.
Well, that's well said. And of course, when I give my little parables or my allegories, I a lot of times don't finish them. My point is, children who don't have enough to eat are thankful, are appreciative. Their eyes shine with life. I mean, this has been well documented by historians. And then people that have plenty. What was the saying by the French philosopher Victor Hugo that adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters? And so what I'm saying is, with mental food, we've got the choices of every library in the world, incredible technology, incredible developments, understanding, connectivity to other humans, to spread ideas, true diversity of ideas. But so there's a certain segment of the population that are like spoiled brats, and they choose Justin Bieber and Lady Gaga and football and porn instead of knowing the secrets of the universe. And I'm not saying we know them yet, but we're beginning to expand out into this. That's really the paradox I'm talking about.
Right, and it's very true. And unfortunately, there is a certain percentage of the public that will never really ever tune into the real political reality. But as we know, I mean, in the American Revolution and in so many other revolutionary times, it's really a small percentage that get things going, and everybody else just joins in once it's going. So I think your listeners and the people who are listening right now are at the forefront of this and are going to be the ones who will be leading the charge against the New World Order. And it's important that everyone has that understanding and really takes into account what's going on these days and realize that you are the vanguard and you are the ones carrying this torch. And each of us individually can fall and falter, but altogether we cannot be stopped.
And history shows that as a fact, and no amount of psychotronic weaponry is going to be able to stop us, because the human species is ancient and is powerful and is made in the image of God. We are creators, little creators, but we're able to do such amazing things. And we've got that life force and our spirit and that will to survive. And even at a subconscious level, people want their children to do better. Even elitists don't want to destroy their children's future. And they're beginning to see the system they're building will devour them as well. But I hope listeners listen to your powerful message, James Corbett, that we are at the historical flashpoint, the crossroads, the jump point. And what you do now will echo throughout history like nothing humans had a chance to do before. You are living in incredible times. And if you want to know the solution to fighting tyranny, it is awakening, it's turning off the television set, it's getting control of your own life and then helping others and spreading the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it is your destiny if you take it up in your hands.
Absolutely right. And of course, we know that the forces of evil are arrayed against us. And we do know all of the various ways that we're being tracked and traced and controlled, and the behaviorists who have been studying and manipulating human society for decades and decades, for hundreds of years now. We're being carefully studied and placed into this carefully crafted, scientifically constructed control grid. And
they write thousands of textbooks on it. And then those that won't go read the textbooks, we show them on air, laugh at us and say it isn't true. Folks, we're James Corbett, myself, countless others. We're just people that know who stumbled upon, or for whatever reason, the globalist own manuals. That's what's so sick about this, James.
Absolutely. And that's an important point for people to take home, because what I do is nothing special. What you do is nothing special. I mean, we're just people who have encountered this incredible information. And like any normal human being would, when faced with the magnitude of what we're facing, just feel we have to do something to get this out to other people. And anyone else out there who's listening right now can do this and can take it up. And it was actually me listening to this radio show 4 years ago that motivated me to start the Corbett Report. And I never in my wildest dreams would have imagined that I would have been reaching as many people as I'm reaching now just by taking it up and taking it into my own hands and getting the word out. So
well,
everyone who's out there.
Well, you have a distinctive voice. And I remember when I started seeing your videos 4 years ago that it seemed like I'd heard your voice before. Had you been a caller to this show ever?
I've called in a couple times. Yeah, in fact, just after I started the Corbett Report, I called in, and it was you. You said you'd seen my website, so that was something that helped motivate me even more. And I was
that's what I've always tried to do. I'm not perfect, but I do want to raise up other people who are in many ways better than I am, so that we win this thing for my children, for your children, for everyone. This is life and death, and you know, we see the COINTELPRO, we see the infighting, we see the government operations manipulating our own, you know, human frailties. But the good news is the thing I am proudest of is that so many people, most people I ended up interviewing years later, I never knew that about you, James, ended up waking up from this show. And I tell you, if people judge a tree by its fruits, this radio broadcast and what it's done has been very, very positive, and it's a great responsibility. But I thank you for taking our information and running with it, because I see your reports. We post them on InfoWars and Prison Planet, and you just put things so concisely and in a calm, focused way, which will affect certain people who don't like my delivery. So it's almost like God's out there with his, you know, his basically directing all of us in different ways to reach everybody.
I couldn't agree more. And personally, I'm a huge fan of the Justin Bieber rant. I think that's brilliant. But I know a lot of people don't like that style of delivery. So I'm here with a different style. And together, I mean, we're doing it in different ways, but we're saying the same thing.
I've been getting emails saying it's Bieber. Yeah, I know. It's Bieber, folks. It's a joke. Oh, my gosh. It's so crazy. Well, James, you know, the main reason I wanted to get you on was as a guest, but also to test your Skype, because you're in Japan. And I think we're going to be hearing you host the show and I'm away with Paul Watson and Dr. Nick Begich the health ranger Mike Adams. I'm lining up a cadre of key men and women, if we find someone who's up to the metal, to host this show. So I'll announce that live to you right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103.
103 is forever.
103 is forever when you're just a little kid.
So
Cyrus Jones lived forever. Grave digger.
The globalists are digging our grave. We either dig a grave for their corrupt, parasitic system, or they're going to shovel us into the grave they've dug. Get that through your heads, folks. You're under attack. The enemy's announced it and thinks you're too stupid to recognize it. We'll find out human's potential. I believe in man. I believe in humanity with God's help. James, we're almost out of time. I look forward to having you back up for a full hour future. I'll probably just put you up and you can come on and do the show and the first time test it out, maybe co-host with Aaron Dykes, another great guy we're getting lined up who co-hosted for 30 minutes a few weeks ago. But I'm just honored to have you on. Tell us about some of your latest reports on eugenics, the Rockefeller Foundation documents about sterilant vaccines. That was one of your latest reports I saw, and some of the other reports you're working on. Yeah, that's
sorry about that.
Well, we're just testing your Skype and it has a few problems, but go ahead. Tell us about some of the other projects you're working on.
As you mentioned earlier, I've got Reportage, my book, coming out later this year, and I've been promising it for a while now, so I better get on that. But I've almost got that done, and I've got video reports coming out on a weekly basis. I've got Sunday Update; it's my weekly news series. I've got New World Next Week that I do with James Evan Pilato of MediaMonarchy.com, where we go over three news stories every week. And I've got a new series called The Last Word, and I've already done The Last Word on overpopulation and The Last Word on terrorism. So that's up on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Corbett Report. I'm doing interviews, podcast episodes, and articles. So it's all up on my website. But Alex, you'll be happy to hear your listeners have already managed to crash my website. So excellent. I hope people will keep trying over the next few days. But
yeah, well, that's a good problem to have.
It might be up. I actually got through. Yeah.
Well, hopefully you're a good guy and a great mind. Hopefully you can start doing this more and more and fund yourself with the book and do it full time. That's what I did. And that's how we build larger, more powerful operations to face the globalist. We've got to do that. James, tell us about some of the other reports you've done in the past, you know, the things that you're focusing in on.
Well, for instance, on my podcast this week, I covered 30 ways you're being spied on, and it's just basically an audio documentary collecting some audio clips of all of the just craziness that that's being employed to spy on the American people and people all around the globe. And from the blimps that the Utah State Police are using to the spy satellites that the American government is now admitting they are using against the American people, to the cell phone tracking, all of those incredible ways that we're now admittedly being tracked, traced, and controlled. And I tried to end it on a bit of a positive note with someone saying that the technology that's enslaving us is also the technology that will free us, and that we can use this technology against the system. And I think that's something that people need to take to heart as well, because absolutely, it's important for people to realize that we can use this technology against the system that's trying to use it against us. And to what extent we can do that and whether we'll ultimately win is up in the air. But I'm hoping that we can organize some sort of resistance that's more meaningful than just some rioting or turning over cars, because as we know, the system is set up and geared towards violent revolution, but they're not geared towards the revolution of the mind. And if we light the fire in the minds of men and spread that around the world, there is nothing that will stop free humanity.
Yes. Lighting fires in the minds of men, beautifully said. Here's an example of them throwing the control grid in our face. Here's the New Yorker magazine, a new article just out yesterday. It's the headline is, talk about throwing it in our face, no big deal. But Google may have promoted a contest to kids to get their social security numbers. I'll read that again. No big deal. Kind of like in Pennsylvania. No big deal. The school's watching your kids over laptops at home in the shower. No big deal. The school told them themselves, oh, we're doing it. No big deal. But Google may have promoted a contest to get kids' social security numbers. And then it just says, basically, it's no big deal to try to trick little kids to give them their social security numbers. I mean, is there no end to their evil, how they're just trying to normalize classical tyranny?
Unfortunately not. And it was one of the Google CEOs, I think it was Eric Schmidt, I can't remember, but he said that Google's all about going up to the edge of the creepy line and then not crossing it. But of course, we know they don't just like to go up to the creepy line. They like to pole vault over it and see how far they can get. And Google is absolutely just one of the most sick companies out there right now, with all of their Google Latitude, so you can spy on your friends in real time and find out where they're going and all the other things.
Yeah, they get you in on the evil. Classic ways to bathe people in the corruption. I mean, classic corruption model, scientifically carried out. It's an NSA, CIA front, as is Microsoft on record. We were kooks talking about it a decade ago, 6 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. James Corbett, amazing interview. We'll talk to you again soon. We're going
to
come back and we'll tell you
it.
Who the big guest is. Thank you. Who the big guest is tomorrow.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.